Brass Stacks, good morning. Hello.
And the entire Barbados Labour Party crew. As we see, the Prime Minister and the BLP camp was behind Ms. Moore 100%. And it was very good to see that they came out victorious. What I was disappointed in is that Mr. Rafer leave without offering her congratulations and offering the people thank you.
He did, sir. So he did. He did.
But he came back after.
He came back after. He came back sometime after 12 to do so.
Right, but he did it immediately. He went away and then came back.
Well, usually, sir, at polling stations, by the way, over the years, and I noticed there were candidates there last night, but usually when the count is being done, it's usually the agents and representatives you see more so than the candidate. Ms. Moore was not there for most of the count. She came towards the end, just before I think the last three or four boxes were released. But there were other candidates who were there during the course of the count. I noticed that last night. Yeah, so go ahead.
I must say that those others that ran, robbed them about 250 votes. If there were not, anybody had 250 more votes. But I'm going to tell you this now. Miss Motley called Miss Moore to run for St. George. And I'm going to tell you this now. Miss, be careful. Miss Moore is knocking at the door. She's knocking at the door, Miss Motley, and just bring her for fun. She's knocking at the door. I don't be surprised, right, Mr. Johnson, that she be offered a ministry. Very soon she's going to be a minister of something very shortly. And I'm going to tell you something. Miss Bradshaw, we love you. But Miss Moore is knocking at the door. I'm going to tell you that Miss Motley is going to pull her right up to the top. Because she's a leader. And Miss Motley like leaders. And she's a good representative. And Miss Motley like those people. And I must say to her, continue to do the work you're doing. You're doing a good job. And women in Barbados, if you recognize, Miss Motley is looking out for the women. She's fighting hard for the women. She's fighting hard for the women. Not saying she's hitting the men, but she's fighting hard for the women. And Miss Moore, again, congratulations. Continue to do good work. And Floyd, you say coming back, you say you're a tiger, but you didn't roar. But you got enough roaring to do. First thing was roar down the DLP headquarters and get the whole DLP members together and let them come out and speak. They need to come out and speak first. The government apologize to the public and let the public know what's going on with them and what happened with them that is not true. And let the public know that they will be back. Not that they will be back, but the party will be back. And I'm only going to tell you, my boy, good luck. Ms. Moore, congratulations once again.
All right, sir. Don't understand why you're picking on Santia to compare the two of them. They got a lot of other young women in the party. As you say, the Prime Minister has put females in positions in the party. Let me say this, though. Any political party that wants to remain around for a time has to blood new membership, new leadership, and groom them for the position, supported by those who've been around for a while, those that still have political and community relevance, and start to do succession planning, something that a lot of political parties in the Caribbean seem not to want to do until they're embarrassed at the polls and the leaders get kicked out and then there's no apparatus in place. PNM had that problem. They had that problem in Grenada post-coup. Jamaica had that problem. St. Lucia had that problem after Compton. And St. Vincent and Grenadines had that problem. No matter what people say about Comrade and Comrade Junior, they still had that problem. The WhatsApp message says to me, Dennis, I can't agree with what you told the last caller that you should not speak against the leader of the DLP because he's not a member or he could not vote, etc. I think he has a right to state his opinion. I think he does. I have a right to state mine too. My opinion don't have to agree with anything or anyone. Yeah, that's why I made the comment. I could sit here and say what I think Solutions Barbados should do. But yeah, the question is, to whom am I speaking and why? There's a difference between stating an opinion and projecting a statement for a reason, you know. And I come to the conclusions I come to, and I stick by them. You don't have to agree with me. No one has to. Look, I am not a pretender. Whatever else I may be, I am not a pretender. Too many people in this country like to pretend. They like to pretend they don't know what they're saying. They like to pretend they don't know what they're hearing. They like to pretend that what they know happening is not what's happening. I can't do that. I cannot do that. So I don't dress up what I want to say, I say it. There's a difference between saying, I think X, Y, Z, and projecting to an audience for a reason. And I make that determination. I may be wrong. That's why they got third umpires in cricket. Because the umpire on the pitch don't always call it right, apparently. So, you know, you could check my comments after I make them. But I could tell you why I said what I said. Brass Tacks, good morning.
Blessed, good morning to you, Dennis.
Hi, morning, love.
I'm a first-time caller to your
program. Good to have you with us on the program.
Thank you. I'm also a member of the Barbados Labour Party, so I want to say congratulations to Tony Moore. I will not say anything more about the Barbados Labour Party, other than to say we have a magnificent leader. And a leader must lead from the front. And it is so sad to see the state of the Democratic Labour Party, but I believe that one of the big mistakes is they don't have a leader. And secondly, you mount a platform, and throughout the seven-week campaign, not one member of the Democratic Labour Party found it in their heart to say, we are sorry for the position that we put Barbados in. Barbadians are not foolish, and we know the treatment and the punishment that was meted out to us as citizens of Barbados because of bad decisions made by the Democratic Labour Party, and the least the former members could have done, if not no more than one, say, we are sorry. If one speaks for all. So that was their problem. And I thought that with so many young people who would be first-time voters, that the Democratic Labour Party would have given the young people, the young members of their party, the opportunity to speak. People like Simon Allen and Nicholas Allen, who would have been a candidate in the last election, though not successful. I feel they should have given those young people, not them old rejects, not them old, or them been there and done that, and they should have given young people a chance to speak. So that was their failure. Thank you very much for entertaining me.
Thank you, ma'am. Brass Tacks, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning to you.
Morning, ma'am.
And your producer. And morning to Mr. Ellis. I haven't heard him for a little while.
You should hear him tomorrow.
Uncle Peter, I love you. This is your darling down here in Barbados. I can't wait to talk to you. Anyway, listen, if you want to come top in class, you got to work really hard. You can't go halfway in this thing, right? And from what I was seeing, I see our auntie get out there and do her thing with the young lady Moore, right? And there's nothing to stop Moore, right? Because she is a general secretary, and she can speak well, and she know people, right? And she will know how to maneuver. Refer is green to the thing, right? None of stopping her, right? And once she put her foot forward, she would win in the general election as well, because you have to think in terms of the amount of years that St. George North had that constituency. That particular constituency belongs to the BLP.
Ma'am, come on, seriously? I understand the euphoria of winning. I understand the the energy that comes from being at the top and winning, right? Let me say this to you and to all those who make those comments. The demographic in Barbados is changing. There are younger people in various constituencies coming up. Before anybody decides their constituency belongs to somebody, they need to find out what are the needs of the constituency. They need to find out what are the needs of the people in the constituency and how best they can serve the people of the constituency. The belief that a constituency belongs to somebody is why parties lose 30-0. It's why people get voted out of office. It's why great leaders fall to unknown candidates. Ma'am, if people really understand and love their party, they need to tell them so, as opposed to saying, you know, you're the greatest thing from sliced bread, you can win every time because you own we. We fought to not be owned by a different hue and complexion of people. To sell ourselves is not right. I thank you for your contribution. Brass Tacks, good morning. Hello. Oh, and Peter said he's listening and taking notes, so he will respond in kind, I suppose, to those who have called for him this morning. Sorry to disappoint you. Brass Tacks, good morning. Hello.
Hello, Dennis.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Hey, all right.
Mm-hmm. Look, I want to have this little conversation with you.
Yes, sir.
And before I do that, right, let me congratulate Prime Minister Motley and the newest member now, the Parliament.
Right.
I think that the campaign, we as Belgians, can feel justly proud of how the campaign from the two entities was mounted. And Ms. Motley said last night in her victory speech that it was relatively a good campaign. No sign at all of problems. So let me congratulate Ms. Moore and the Baptist Labour Party through its leader, Ms. Motley. However, I think that the Democratic Labour Party don't have to go back to the drawing board. I think the Democratic Labour Party got to revisit, not the drawing board, they got to revisit their actions and come up with a brand that excites its people or its followers, right? Mm-hmm. Because the brand is there, yes, but sometimes they got to take the brand and dust it off, and we call rebranding. That's not the same thing as going back to the drawing board. You follow me, right?
I'm following you.
Good.
My God, anyway, let me ask you this question, right? As someone who's followed politics for a while and someone who's been, I don't want to say in the bosoms of, but I know, been close to.
Yeah, very, very close to the Democrat Labour.
Very close.
Very close.
Right. Are there not organs and opportunities within the party apparatus for the sentiments being expressed openly on the radio by persons like my previous callers and people like yourself who are very vocal, to make those comments behind closed doors and try to bend arms and move people in a certain direction? Because a party is its people, can't be nobody else.
You know,
it's not the hierarchy. It's not the pictures on the wall, the dead and gone long.
Dennis?
Yes, sir.
And I know why you asked me that.
Of course you know why I ask you that.
Yes.
Because I know you campaign in the field for candidates and all kind of things.
Of course. I ran down you for a vote already.
Yeah, I know you wanted to say so publicly, so all right. I will accept that I saw you running. As a matter of fact, I will go further and say I recall telling you once, but I see candidates from other parties, I ain't see yours yet, to kind of, you know, light the fire under your feet. Oh, thank
that's
you, sir.
Fact.
All right, there you go.
That's a fact. At that time, my candidate was very lazy, man. Anyway,
oh, okay.
Very, very extremely lazy, man.
I thought it was
any
you.
Any excuse at all not to canvass.
I thought it was you.
And just for the record, it wasn't my bosom buddy. It wasn't my friend, George Pilgrim. It was somebody else since then. Anyhow,
I'm glad how you blocked that ball.
True. I don't want nobody to think. George worked hard, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But let me say this again to you. This is not my main thing. But to answer your question, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let me take the Iron Conference, where there's a lot of fanfare. Do you know when the ordinary members and committee leaders and things get to pass the resolution or to table the resolution?
Mm-hmm.
They just be tabling it against their peers. And the people that's supposed to be listening, there's being some off-base group talking to their peers, who is the parliamentarians. The parliamentarians don't be in the hallway to really hear the issues of the people on the ground. In other words, when you're talking, you're really talking to nobody that could propel the interests of the party from your viewpoint, because they just be set in their own way and in their ways. You would meet a fella that just get a seat. He happened to get a ministry. He didn't know about it yesterday, you know. But this week now he get a seat. You know he got all the answers?
Yeah.
He got all the answers. You can't tell
like that
fella nothing. And I believe that that is what the Democratic Labour Party suffer from in it recently last outings. I'm not talking about St. George, the St. George North by election. I'm talking about the other two, like 2018 and 2013 elections. Right there, they were destined to crash because they didn't listen. They would not listen. They had ministries and they pumped up the chest. And the supporters, like myself, say, yeah, all right.
We can still win again
at the polls before we.
You see, and
that's what happened, Dennis. There's nothing more to it.
You see,
all that happened in my case, I break away.
You break away. But you see, but you see, sir, this is the problem that I keep highlighting. I don't think the rank and file and the diehard supporters get. I could take you back to the time when there was it was fairly in the public domain, disagreement between three members of the Democratic Labour Party. Two who were in Parliament at the time, the late David Thompson, Mr. Dennis Kelman.
Dennis, your name,
Dennis Kelman. And in the Senate, there was Clyde Maskell.
Yeah.
And I remember trying to...
Clyde Maskell and Dennis Lowe.
Correct. I remember at the time trying to get a discussion between those members about the public disagreement, everything that was in the public domain. So I spoke to someone that I thought was a senior member of the party and said, why didn't you stop these men doing this? Man, tell me that, man, let them young people, let them fight the thing. And this is a senior member of the party that I thought would have said, you know, the party addressing it or we can raise it with them or whatever.
Let me let you into something, though.
Because I said to the person, I said, look, there are members of your party that are avoiding talking to the press and people like myself. But here's the thing. If, for example, I got Mr. Kelman, Mr. Thompson, Mr. Maskell together and said to the three of them, let's say on a program like this, on any program, say, what's this fighting going on, man? And David looked at Dennis and said, Dennis, you fighting with me? Dennis said, me, no, I ain't fighting with you. Clyde, you fighting with me? No, I ain't fighting with you. Who would look like an idiot? Not me.
Listen.
But Dennis, none of them wanted to do that.
Dennis, I want to move to a real point, right? That I want to drag you into.
Oh, Lord. Okay. Drag.
Before I go there, let me just finish off that. Sometimes you might think that an elder or a senior party in a party, right? In a party fixture might have the party best wishes at
heart. Yeah.
No way.
Gotcha.
Okay?
Gotcha.
Especially when somebody else is knocking on the door.
Gotcha.
That word to feel.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Ask Dr. Maskell. He could tell more than me.
I have. He has.
Good.
I know.
Let me say this to you. Uh-huh. I made a comment yesterday, and you know, we just take with somebody different overseas, and I think that me and Corey had a very good conversation. And I remember I had the same conversation with you about 4 years ago, if not sooner. Then we talked about petrols, right?
Mm-hmm.
I am not going to prolong the discussion. I just want to say this. Mm-hmm. When the unleaded gas first was introduced to Barbados as an all-in-out gasoline that we must use.
Right.
You, Dennis Johnson, had a Suzuki Swift 1600.
Correct.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Five-speed manual.
I had a Nissan Sentra. Right?
Mm-hmm.
1.5. The difference between two cars was yours was carburetor driven.
Yep.
Mine was fuel injected.
Mm-hmm.
I did the comparison. When Barbados went to
unleaded.
Unleaded.
Mm-hmm.
Either getting less gas, either getting less miles per gallon. And I assure you they're getting less miles per gallon.
I did.
Because the gas was lighter.
Yeah.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And I made the point yesterday that unleaded gas is good, very good, and we get the best. But you know what? It's for you cares, new cares.
Yeah, the old fellas. But it's one of the reasons we didn't... We just wanted the reasons we didn't want to switch the diesel either because the fishing boats used to use
the
old
diesel,
heavy
the,
one.
The diesel. The
used
diesel
to mash up the new BMWs and thing. Yeah.
Because the diesel that we were getting at that time,
yeah.
mashing up
the new cars.
The, what you call the lower performance engines,
mm-hmm.
right?
Like
the BMWs and the mm-hmm. little trucks and things. But you know, it will never mash up a boat.
Correct. And that's one of the reasons.
It will never mash up the engines that drive the bakeries?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Because that diesel was ideally
suited for them.
It was a commercial diesel.
Yeah.
Right?
And they wanted it that way, like Empower
and
Lighter
too. That way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But then you force a fella to put it in he SUV or in he double cabin pickup,
mm-hmm.
and it mashed up the engines.
Correct.
The Toyota nose, there was no friend, that old diesel was no friend at all to the Toyota nose. All right, lick them up all the time.
It's a good thing. It's only fixed cars and not the engines. Go ahead, man.
Well, that's true. I don't really fix the engines. But I'm talking on experience.
Yeah.
And I am saying to the caller yesterday that called and tried to make me look small, right? But I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, leave it alone.
I had the experience, buddy. And yeah. I would finish by saying this. The diesel and the gasoline that we receive right now in Barbados is top quality.
Yeah.
But you know what? You know what?
It don't suit the old cars.
It do not really suit the old cars. Because you will hear a fellow worker, Mama, I can't burn a lot of gas. Isn't that you can't burn a lot of gas?
Is that the gas not suitable for it?
A different fuel, isn't it?
Yeah, it wants a different fuel.
And you will hear the fellas now with the double cabin, the pickup, and the Jeeps. I don't want them calling the brand.
Well, then don't call them Jeep. Jeep is a brand. They're SUVs.
I buy the bad gasoline vehicle because they're drinking real diesel.
Yeah, I know.
And that is the problem.
Yeah.
The older the car, right, you would think that with the wear and tear and all that, it would go a little heavy on the gas. But you know what? You're getting clean, good diesel and gasoline. The fuel old vehicles.
Yeah,
and that is the problem.
Yeah, we have an issue with trying to match our vehicles' needs with what's going on. So yeah, you were not wrong, my friend. Although you're supposed to be a bodywork man, what you say sounds like what's happening. Good to hear you, Brass Stacks. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Johnson. How are you this morning?
I am all right, sir. How are you?
I'm fine. Well, really and truly, first I would like to congratulate Comrade Tony Moore.
Mm-hmm.
And the Barbados Labour Party on the achievement in St. George North.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that I would like to say, though, is that Mr. Refn, as the candidate of the Democratic Labour Party, would have been in a position, given how his party might have performed in the last when they were running the country, to be in a serious problem. But I don't understand why it would have been a situation whereby he was not able to, I don't think he was thinking for himself. I don't think he understands the political game, and therefore he would have felt short in various areas. And I think that is his problem. And I believe that what the Democratic Labour Party needs to do now is to go and examine itself. You know, there's a saying that position heal thyself.
Yeah.
This message from St. George North has clearly indicated to the Democratic Labour Party that the people of Barbados has not lost their vision. And their vision is focus on what they would have passed through 10 years into what they are seeing today. And any person who wants to say to me that that does not matter, I am sorry, I'll say this. I believe that Mr. Reefer should have, if he was thinking for himself, and using these things for a parallel from my experience in politics, I will say this. I believe that he should have taken part in the debate. That is one. Two, I believe that he should have, and I would agree with the panel last night that was on TV, when they would have talked about the failures and how the party should have gone and so on and what he should have done. And most of all, the next thing that I think he should have done is given his situation, because I am saying that for me, he would have performed a little better than the last candidate, but what he has to do is to look at his political future. And he would have been in a state of disrepair there, whereby he did not have a foundation to stand on based on the party that he would have represented. And I feel that he should have been there last night when that decision was announced to publicly come out and say to Ms. Moore, I congratulate you. I don't believe that he should have been out of that everything that you would have been, that you looked at, that he should be part of, he was absent from the debate. Then you would have had a situation, and I view this, I don't believe at all that that issue with the as Hartley Henry and them would have said last night, it is a mistake that he should have gone into that issue with that recycling thing there in St. George. With that, because what has happened is, I do believe that that helped me and indent in him as well. Right. Because what they were saying, and Mr. Phillips from the
Solutions,
Phillips was indicated as an engineer, he is a thing that the job is born. But here it is that the leader of the Barbados Labour Party would have went down in the same area with people. There was no sight of garbage. There was no sight of these things that they were saying. It looked like the stink note is from something else. And therefore, again, that proved that he was wrong. So, and I would say this now in closing, Mr. Johnson. Mm-hmm. I recognized last Wednesday that all was over because of the fact that right in that constituency of St. George, I would have recognized that the people have not forgot what the Democratic Labour Party did. And this thing about not apologizing, I think they should get down to it. Because I would have heard people remembering what they would have done. And especially two ladies now. These are things we have to face. We're in the Senate. There were senators when that decision was taken to stifle the progress of the future leaders, the young people of this country, when they were denied the right to go to university and things. All of these are the things. And the people have not forgot this. And therefore, I will say to the Democratic Labour Party, go, sit down, analyze yourself, and don't be ashamed. As I said time and time ago, give the apologies to the country which they deserve from you on your performance for the past 10 years, which is called the last decade.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Reefer did offer congratulations, as I said, sometime after 12 when he got there. Our broadcaster already ended at the time, but he did address the press and those who were still there when he came back to the Compton Center. One. Two, it was a by-election, so perhaps the Democratic Labor Party will wait until there's a general election to make a public apology to the nation. Perhaps they didn't think it was necessary to apologize to the constituency in particular. I don't know. I don't make them kind of political calls or judgments, but you know, sometimes timing, they say, is everything. Brass Tacks, good morning.
Well, hello, my gentleman friend.
How are you, my lady friend?
Not too bad.
You're in a good mood this morning, man. You sound chipper and happy.
Oh, I'm getting my house done, so I'm very happy.
Oh, finally, good.
Finally. How are you otherwise? I saw you last night.
I good.
I saw you last night. I never know you.
What people keep telling me they saw me last night. I didn't know where I was seen. I was in the background. You know. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't want to see you, though.
All right.
You're trying to hide, but I see you.
I tried.
Yeah. Anyway, my congratulations to Miss Toni Moore.
Mm-hmm.
And now her works begin. She got two jobs now. She got to be in government, and then she got to be there to represent the union. And I hope she give a good representation to the union, to the workers. And I hope that God keep her and just give her the strength to carry on, you know?
So you think she could serve the two masters? Okay, when he's gone.